We hear a lot about the death penalty in cases that aren't military, but what is it we should know about when we're talking about the death penalty and the military?
Well, I think first people should know that there has not been a military execution in the United States since 1961.
So I guess I'm still trying to understand how we have all of we have these people who have been sentenced, but they haven't been executed.
All death penalty appeals take a very, very long time. Your question is, why is it that they seem to have taken longer in the military? And I think that the answer to that question lies in the nature of the military system. Military courts exist as a result of the president's war-making powers under Article 1 of the Constitution. And the thing about the military system is, the military appellate system is an incredibly, what I will call, a paternalistic system. Civilian appellate courts typically will answer error that has been alleged by the party that is appealing. Military appellate courts are not necessarily limited to that. They will reach down and they will look to see if there was error, whether it was alleged or not alleged. And I think that's one of the reasons that we have not seen an execution since 1961.
So in a way, there are more safeguards, would you
say?
Yes.
There are more safeguards. One could make the argument that there are more protections afforded a service member under the Uniform Code of Military Justice than is afforded a civilian under the Bill of Rights.
But there does seem to be the perception by some, at least, that because in the military the jury tends to be made up of military officers, that it's not as impartial as a civilian jury.
The officers who sit on the court-martial panel, which can include enlisted members, by the way, they're not necessarily going to be officers. That's exclusively officers. That'll be up to Sergeant Bales and his counsel. But these officers take an oath to not only to defend the Constitution, but to support it. And in so doing, my experience has been that they look at all the variables. So I disagree strongly with the presumption, with the suggestion that a military jury is more inclined to convict. I don't find that to be the case.
But do you think that is sometimes the perception?
Oh, yes, absolutely it's the perception. When I tell people that there's an argument to be made that the Uniform Code of Military Justice has more procedural protections than does the UC, than does the Civilian Bill of Rights, they either act surprised or shocked, or they think I'm kidding, or they just disbelieve me. Because the civilian, you know, that's one of the reasons they added a military law course to Seattle University Law School, to orient future lawyers, not just future military lawyers, but just future lawyers as to, you know, the nuances of the system of military justice.
Thank you very much. Jack Nevin is a retired brigadier general and was chief judge of the U.S. Army Court of Criminal Appeals. I'm Paula Whistle, KPLU News.